propagating the Bible and praying in public.
At the intersection of the 20th and 21st.
It's off the beaten track.
It's rare. Indie. A feeble man.
There is a way that seems right to a person. It's a...
Passion narrative that included the empty tomb story could have gone back to within the AD 30s even. Remember, Jesus was crucified about AD 30. So that we're talking about a source that is extremely old and is therefore a valuable source of historical information.
I was witness to the gallery, the strokes of quaint array, framed in scarlet tapestries, awaiting their display. I sat holding on a banister, in hopes of yesterdays, while the roaming shadow. Tragedies, avoiding my dismay. Watch the heartache while you're standing there, visualize the flame. While overwhelming shadows burn the portraits in iron gray, in iron gray, in iron gray.
Bye. track with scattered few vocalists from Walt Dompkus. Chopping it up with a Spyglass Blue right there before that Bride kicked things off. Well, if you want to get off track, hit the link in the upper right-hand corner. Well, in the wake of our look at the evidence for the crucifixion of Christ, we're going to look at evidence for his bodily resurrection. Hang out. Got some neo-retro from Stryper with their cover of Highway Stars coming up next.
Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Go!
To the official website of the Crucified for miles, pics, and of course, tunes. Tees.
Three blind mice. Three blind mice. Are we going to help these poor blind creatures out? Oh, no. No, we want to see how they run. I mean, this is Mother Goose teaching cruelty to animals. This is disgusting.
This is the 3-minute. In the same way, the execution evidence confirms the significance of the empty tomb evidence. The empty tomb confirms the significance of the eyewitness evidence. Continuing his look at the key points of evidence for the empty tomb, this is William Lane Craig.
The Jewish authorities certainly could have made an end to the whole affair by simply pointing to the closed tomb of Jesus and said, look, the grave is occupied, he is not risen from the dead, and that would have been the end of it. And therefore, the accuracy of the burial story, I think, provides powerful grounds for affirming the historicity of the empty tomb account. And unfortunately, for those who wish to deny the empty tomb, the burial of Jesus is widely recognized to be one of the most historically credible facts that we have about the historical person, Jesus of Nazareth. So that those who deny the empty tomb are also forced to deny the burial story, which is a desperate expedient since it is so historically well attested.
Neo Retro.
We'll be right back.
Rockabye Baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle and all. I mean, now who wrote these lyrics? Ozzy Osbourne?
Off track.
If the burial story of Jesus is accurate, then that means that the site of Jesus' tomb was known to both Jew and Christian alike in Jerusalem. But if that is the case, then it seems to me that the inference that the tomb was found empty is very near at hand. For if the burial site of Jesus were known, then it would have been impossible for the disciples to believe in the resurrection of Jesus and proclaim this in Jerusalem when Jesus' corpse still lay in the tomb. If Christianity or the resurrection was preached in Jerusalem itself, as it was, the very city where Jesus was publicly executed, where his grave remained and was publicly known, the disciples could not possibly have believed that he was risen from the dead in the face of a closed tomb. And even if they had, scarcely anybody else would have believed in them if they proclaimed anything so silly. For a first century Jew, the idea that you could have a spiritual resurrection while the corpse still lay on the tomb was simply unknown. That is an invention of 20th century theology.
Classic Balance of Power. That was Undercover. Taking a stand right now with Mike's Stand. formerly of the Altar Boys. Dig it.
I'm looking for a 777 Pearly Gates.
This is 777 Pearly Gates.
Oh, great. Is there a door or a driveway or something I can get in?
Wait. What's your name?
Suppose you want to check see if I got a reservation, huh?
Something like that.
Oh, no problem. The name's Grover. Claude Grover.
Let's see. Gibson, Grant, Green, Gunderson. I'm sorry. No Grover.
What do you mean, no Grover? There must be some kind of mistake.
No mistake. Your name's not in the book.
After all the things I done for you?
I know what you've done.
Oh, yeah, I know you're supposed to know, but what about the time I donated $20 to that telethon, huh? See, I saved the receipt. Tax deductible, you know. And what about when I was cheap with my kids' Trailblazers Club and they wanted the little colored boy to join, huh? I didn't complain. I even gave him his own little tent on campouts.
I'm sorry, Claude. That doesn't make it.
Oh, I get it. You probably want something religious, huh? Well, okay, let's be honest for a minute here. I admit, I missed my share of Sundays. But so what? I mean, everybody misses them. Hey, you gotta admit, I went every Easter and a couple of Christmases too. And remember that time a few years back when my wife was nagging me? I went two Sundays in a row, two in a row! Even missed a Rams game. Heard it, though. Had a little earplug in my transistor. You know, I didn't think anyone could hear those things, but after the sermon, the preacher wanted to know who won the game. He was quite a fan.
Well, Claude, there still isn't a place for you.
Well, what you want me to do anyways, huh? Hey, you want me going door-to-door with Bibles? You want me to put an I Found It bumper sticker on the Pinto?
You didn't have to do anything. I did all the work for you. If only you would have accepted it.
Now, just a minute. Come on, now. You act like I'm some kind of a bad guy or something. Look, I never killed anybody. I didn't rob no banks. So
listen, fella, I can see you keeping those guys out.
But this is me, Claude Grover, you know, the life of the party, Lamp Shades Grover, good old law-abiding American citizen. Now, I never did nothing, really wrong.
Claude, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Oh, yeah? Well, if all of us have sinned, then none of us have a chance. That's not fair. You're supposed to be fair. How do you fix that?
I died for you, so that by my grace you could redeem yourself.
What do you mean you died for? Who are you anyway?
You don't even know me. I'm Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on. Who are you really? Where's St. Peter anyway?
I've told you. Now go.
Now, hang on. Look, is there a back door or something? I could wash dishes. I love to wash dishes.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Maybe there's somebody else I can talk to, or the manager, or the owner. Let me speak to the owner.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Well, hardy, hardy, hardy. How many times I heard a line like that before?
It doesn't matter how many times you heard it. It only matters if you believe it.
Well, that's just great. Well, where do I go now? I got all this time off from work. I got my camera, the film, and flashbulbs. You know how I'm always forgetting flashbulbs?
Mr. Grover?
Yes?
We have a place for you over here.
Well, all right. That's what I call service. Voice I recognize anyway. Geez, this beaver's getting hot in here.